I'm J.R. Whalen in the newsroom of The Wall Street Journal in New York. An internal FAA analysis has revealed that U.S. regulators decided to allow Boeing's 737 MAX jet to keep flying after its first fatal crash in 2018. The FAA gave the green light despite its own analysis indicating that without design changes, the Boeing MAX could become one of the most accident-prone airliners in decades. Last spring, a second 737 MAX jet crashed. A total of 346 people died in the tragedies. The FAA analysis, which will be examined during a House committee hearing today, projected that as many as 15 similar accidents could happen globally over the 30 to 45-year lifespan of the MAX fleet, unless fixes were made to its automated flight control system. A federal judge has blocked the Trump administration from using nearly $4 billion in Defense Department funding to pay for construction of a wall along the U.S.-Mexico border. Earlier this year, President Trump ordered the money previously earmarked for about 127 military construction projects to fund the wall. The judge ruled the administration can only use the $1.5 billion approved by Congress for the 2019 budget year for the wall. Shares of Saudi Arabian oil company Aramco rose 10% on Wednesday as investors in Saudi Arabia rushed to buy a piece of the world's largest IPO. The 10% jump lifted Aramco's valuation to nearly $1.9 trillion. We have more details on these stories and other news of the day at WSJ.com and the WSJ app.